Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete, the website, NEBCOinc.com. Check it out today, NEBCOinc.com. Had somebody text in, I didn't read this earlier, but Justin and Seward said, somebody fired up the mower at 7:35 a.m. Now, Bill, you said 8 or 8:01.
8:01 is my heart. That's kind of a...
His question was, what do I do about the neighbor?
First of all, if it doesn't bother you at all, don't say anything.
It appeared to bother.
If I was outside doing something or taking Sugar for a walk and someone started to mow right next to me, I could care less.
No.
I'm like, no.
Would it raise your eyebrows?
A little bit, like I said,
7:30.
I think eight oh one is the cutoff for that one.
Yeah,
and so, and I also think that
whatever reason,
and also,
I understand.
And at the other end, like that, you can go a little bit later, and no one's going to freak out much. But 10:01 is also the cutoff at night. I mean, you cannot be mowing after 10.
Now, again, these are arbitrary. Yeah. Times.
You're okay to like 9:50. You're saying that?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all.
I don't know.
That's low on.
A little late. Bit. Well, I like to be in bed by 8. We know that.
If you hear 9:50, you might wonder, okay, how long is this going?
Yeah.
That's my first.
They got to have lights on. Yeah. No, because if it's 9:50, that means they have lights on their mower, and I want to see that.
Yeah, that.
That intrigues
me. Oh, I'm intrigued, but I'm also intrigued by the thought of, are you going to 11:30 here?
That would be something.
Yeah.
And now, if you saw something like at midnight, out there,
going on?
Then I think I'd almost stop him for a wellness check. I
would. Are you okay? Listen,
hey, you all right? What's going on here?
You know what time it is?
It's midnight.
No, you would.
I would. It's midnight, and what's going on here?
These are tough ones.
Yeah.
7:30. Now, I would say no. You don't say anything to the person.
Yeah, I would. It's a classic example of, okay, it's every Tuesday at 7 a.m. whatever. Okay, I might say something, but. One time, or the guy just might be like, listen, I'm going to say this. If it were me and I was mowing and I saw someone that was like outside like that, I would be like, my bad. I have to get this done. Okay. That's what I would say.
You
something.
Initiate as
I would
the mower.
Initiate as the mower. I would initiate the conversation. I know, my bad, but if I don't get that, I'm gone for the weekend and I've got to get this done. I apologize. It's a one-time deal.
But can you imagine? This is what I can't imagine. Walking up on somebody mowing. Yeah. That just sounds like you're just starting trouble.
Yeah. It would take a lot. It's got to be for the
walk. What would you say?
I'd be really bothered to do that.
If I'm going Jake Sorensen, this one, it's going to be 6:30.
6:30 in the morning. I mean, at 7:35,
really?
I'm not doing this one to my neighbor at 7:35.
Well, this, that might elicit a fight.
Yeah.
You walk out your front door. Really?
Yeah, if you give that.
That also when you wish you're really good friends with your neighbor, too, because that'd be fun to be like, if it was a friend, you'd say, Duke's my neighbor. Seriously?
Come on, man.
What are we doing?
It'd be easier to do to a friend.
Yes. But yeah,
but if you roll up on a stranger mowing his yard and want an explanation, that's not a good. I don't know if he can do
Shuddy.
That.
Shuddy.
I'm mowing the damn yard.
I'm mowing the yard. Yeah. Yeah. If someone walked up on me, the chance of me, the next day, the next time, I'd mow at 6. I'd be like, oh, you want to see? You think 7:30 was something? What do you see next Tuesday?
That's really confrontational because you got to shut the mower down. Yeah. And then what? I mean, at that point, does the person just stop mowing? No, I think it causes a huge
problem.
You can't
stop halfway the mow.
No, it causes a huge problem.
It's a good storyline for us to talk about, though.
It is.
I think we're making Lincoln better.
We're trying to.
In all 50 states, in 12 countries.
We also talked earlier about, you know, what is a neighbor? What does that come to? Now, that was Justin and Seward who read the mower issue. Someone says, I don't know where Justin lives, but I'm also in Seward. And heard a mower also at 7:35. They might be neighbors.
Might be neighbors.
He says, doesn't bother me at all. My only complaint is that I'm heading to work and I can't get a mow in. It's a beautiful morning for a mow.
Justin, tomorrow morning at 7:30, shoot up a flare. So shoot a flare up so everybody can see where's Justin live at. That'd be the best of you.
Let's give
Justin a flare up at 7:30.
We should encourage more flares.
More flares. If we can, where can we order flares? I don't know why I came up with
we
a flare.
Can find that.
But I think. Just a safety flare.
Boom! Boom!
But those will be going. Everyone, we should have a mark yourself a breaker day. And everyone shoot up a flare.
Oh, my God. That's a good idea.
Shoot up a flare on, like, Wednesday night.
A count of three.
Wednesday night, tonight, everyone's going to shoot a flare up to identify. I'll be damned. One block over, there's two breakers over there.
I just wonder how easy it is to get a flare gun.
Let us know that.
Where would you go about getting a flare gun?
Where would you get that at?
Big Ty
on Amazon?
Big Ty says you can get flares at Walmart, apparently. Yeah.
Flare guns. I don't care, but I need a flare gun, too.
Yeah, Big Ty can get the flare gun or just the flares.
Yeah,
at
I don't
Walmart.
The flares is part of the issue.
Breakers, would you guys participate in Flare Day? If we did
flare gun day. Yeah, flare gun day.
And we mark ourselves all around the country. And all what if also you're in Peoria and it's like I'll be going to hell. There's six breakers
one
here.
There might be three. Yeah. Oh, there's more than one.
Seven
one
breakers
guy.
In Peoria.
Imagine the sadness when you shoot it. Boom.
Nobody else.
Just me.
Just I'm all by
in
myself.
Peoria, Illinois.
Not as popular as we thought in Peoria.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Flare gun day is a good idea.
Yeah, we'll do flare gun day.
Hazelbear says, I have a flare. I've wanted to shoot it for about 15 years. So
now we know.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, now we know.
Flare day.
Boom.
Across the city. Summing it up.
Sounds like a good song.
Arthur's got three flares going over there.
Oh, that would maybe from the ranches. Every ranch would have one
Arthur.
Firing up.
That's great. Flare day.
Things got off the rails there.
Gotta get happened. A flare gun.
Gotta
that's
get a
the
flare
key.
Gun, yes.
We need that.
None of us have a flare gun.
None of us. No.
And what would we even
have
do?
Have you ever had one? I've never had a flare gun, and I want one.
So where would you start? Amazon?
Amazon.com.
Okay. Is that what you do, Jake?
I'd assume so.
Would you go to Walmart?
Find it locally, I suppose. You go
I
to Amazon.
I doubt Walmart has like 70 flare guns.
Probably don't have a ton on hand.
We have a lot of. What if all of a sudden Amazon today like that sells like 48,000 flare guns?
What's going
today?
On?
What's going on today?
What's
flare guns? So,
what are they missing here?
There's a radio station.
There's a radio station in Lincoln.
He's having a flare day.
I like the idea of flare gun day.
All right.
Boom. Make it happen. 464-5685. Call or text as always. We already mentioned the name Mike Leach in the show when Sip talked about Bill Moose and his book coming at some point in July or August.
Yeah.
But Mike Leach was a topic of conversation again, the late Mike Leach. Yesterday, there was a change made into the requirement for a coach to be eligible for the Hall of Fame. It's been a 600 winning percentage forever, but it was lowered yesterday to .595, which would allow Mike Leach, who had a .596 winning percentage in his career, the ability to be in the College Football Hall of Fame. Do you guys believe that he should be in the Hall of Fame with the rule now that changes to saying, yes, he is eligible officially?
100.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm always remember this too. Just because you are a 59.5% mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you're...
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Getting into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
But it can
You're
hold
eligible.
You. But anytime there's a number like that that's holding you out, I mean, let's give someone some credit for being in he's the best outpost coach there's ever been. His places are Texas Tech, Washington State, Mississippi State.
Yep.
So he was never walking in with the big logo at any time. And what he did, and also the interest he created, and what Hall of Fame, doesn't it matter what you did for the game? I mean, Leach did things for the game that was incredible. And so anytime that someone would be getting held out, I think if he was at 56 and he got held out, it would stink. You know, now can you get in at 20%? No, I don't think so. But there's some people also, you know, where it's like, okay, what was harder to win at? Texas Tech or Ohio State?
Oh, come on.
Washington State.
Come on, hard.
Those questions are easy. So anytime there's a hard number like that, it makes it really difficult. I understand there has to be some sort of a number, but no, he should be in the Hall of Fame 100%.
I recognize the gravity of the situation, though, because you did have to change the guidelines. Mm. And that's not a small matter. I mean, because if you start doing that, you recognize the issue. There are guys on the fringe.
They got lucky.
There are guys on the fringe.
They got lucky that they can that it was it made it so simple in my mind. So, it's 59.5, which is just round up, and he fits in at 59.6.
Yeah. So no, it makes total sense.
Let's just say, what if he was at 58.75, and he had to go to 58%? Then you really made the rule for kind of a one. This one's like, no, we're just rounding up. This is just one. If I get to this point, we're going to round up, which means you basically finished at 60%. Is what it is.
Leach threw an 11-2 at Texas. That was a memorable.
2008?
Yeah, right? 2008. Very memorable.
Michael Crabtree.
Crabtree.
Graham Harrell, the quarterback.
Crabtree was a problem.
He was such
they
a good
beat Texas at home.
And last second play.
Just man.
Crabtree on the sideline. Stays in bounds. Yeah. He misses the tackle. That was awesome, Andy.
You know, and then Moose, I don't know. Moose got him at Washington State. It wasn't like he was being run out at Texas Tech. They followed 11-2 Texas Tech with an 8-4.
Well, actually, he did get run out at Texas Tech.
Oh, he did. He had problems.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He had the problems with.
Yeah, he got fired. Yeah.
It wasn't an on-field thing.
It wasn't on-field.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot about the running back from SMU's kid.
Yes. It supposedly was.
Craig James kid.
Yes. Yeah. There was a situation.
Yeah, Craig James kid.
Yes. Yes.
So, but obviously, however it all worked out, he was back on the. So it wasn't something that was career ending, but.
No. He ended up at Washington State, and it wasn't pretty early. It was rough. 3-9, 6-7, 3-9 to start, and it was ugly. I mean, Moose tells the stories about, oh, God. I mean, it was like a fan revolt, and Moose had to deal with it. He said, you know, Leach would get called a clown, and he said, people call me a clown, and he dealt with a lot. But held on to him, and it worked out because then he turned it 9-4, 8-5, 9-4. God, he threw an 11-2 at Washington State. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Is that Minshew? Gardner Minshew, probably?
Maybe. They won the Alamo Bowl, and then 6-7, and then off to Mississippi State.
I want you to just think back. So he's.
I'm sorry about forgetting that 60, Craig James thing.
60% winning percentage, and he's probably one of the most noted coaches in college football history, at 60%. The other ones that are noted are going to be in the 75, 80s, sometimes, you know, high 80s. The Urban Meyers, the different, all the names, the
Nick Saban's, all these different names. You go down through history, the Tom Osbornes, and then you have someone at this level that coached at Texas Tech, Washington State, Mississippi State, and he's known for just, I mean, and there's, as soon as his name comes up and the stories start to fly, everyone is just enamored with it. Mm-hmm. You know, that is one thing I never met him. I never had a chance to ever even talk to him. That would have been fun.
It was really fun.
to be on his staff. Yeah, imagine, on his staff.
I couldn't imagine, okay, where were you? I was on Leach's staff at Tech in Washington State. Imagine the stories you had you had a seven-year career with him as an assistant coach. Can you imagine the stories?
I can.
That you would, I mean, it would be mind-numbing. You would sit around, like, on this show, if I'd worked for him for 7 years, mm-hmm. we might spend 3 years
just
on Leach stories. Well, one time we're getting ready to play UCLA, and this happened.
Oh, yeah. I hate to keep interjecting Moose into everything, but, yeah, the stories he tells are, I don't even know what to say about them. It was fun. Leach was fun. But Leach was very disciplined. His teams, I mean, they were pretty... He was pretty rigid with certain aspects of discipline. I mean, there was a one strike and you're out drug policy. I mean, there's just certain things you didn't do with Leach or you were gone. So he had that persona as, you know, kind of fun loving, funny guy, but he had rigid rules.
And he built himself up from was it Iowa West?
It was a small town.
I'm losing my mind right now. I can't say the school in Iowa.
It was Iowa Wesleyan.
Iowa Wesleyan.
Oh, hold on. I got his wiki right on my page.
So I apologize for that.
No, 100. You're fine.
But he started off, like I said, he built this whole, you know, this whole method of offense.
And with Hal Mumme, right?
With Hal Mumme, yes. And so just, you know, just these three guys in it, they were probably making like $10,000 a year, making no money.
And
no money.
Just blew up.
Yeah.
He joined Mumme at Iowa Wesleyan. Iowa Wesleyan.
Had it right.
Spent three seasons there before moving to Valdosta State. Yeah. Then they got on track. They got to Kentucky. So yeah, they got the air raid going and all that. Yeah. Leach. Moose always talks about him having 16 plays. I've never delved into that with him, but occasionally he'll just make reference. Yeah, he just had 16
plays. His play card was on his, like, a recipe card.
Yep. Like
an index card.
Yeah, what Moose says about that is it wasn't, he says all he was doing on that card was making dots where the ball went. So he knew not to, I don't know. No. I don't know why you would do that exactly. You would know more than I would. But he would just write dots. If he said if you grab that card after the game, it would just be it's like a playing field with dots on it. So that's where the ball was going. It told him where the ball was going. I don't know.
But we do not have a problem with the standard being lowered to 595.
No.
It's purely,
no brainer.
Pretty much
no.
For, to get Leach, and if they vote him in to allow him to have that chance to be a Hall of
Famer. No brainer, but I recognize the gravity of it. Yeah. I mean, you got to...
When you change a rule like that,
that's
a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there that would say, wait a second, okay. I mean, Dominic Raiola is a good example. He's not in the Hall of Fame, College Hall of Fame. I don't quite understand why, nor does he. But, I mean, he seemingly has the credentials. So, I don't know. There's certain guys that are out there, or I'm sure there's coaches. Well, I know one, Moose. His coach was Jim Sweeney, and his situation is very similar. And he can't get in. So, I get it. It's not a small thing to change the guidelines. It's not. But I think I do think it makes sense to do it.
I think it went through for one reason, to get Leach in.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, no, there's a bunch of guys sitting right there.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be
But a
looked
bunch
at.
Of guys aren't like Leach.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, you said it, outpost. He wanted outpost.
You won't see a lot of people getting in at that if the number dropped just that much.
Well,
we're all sense.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, if Mike Leach were to become a Hall of Famer, Bill, and you had the chance to put up the Halo custom lights to honor him, which lights would you put up for Mike Leach if he were to get in the Hall of Fame?
That's a great question.
You could go maroon and white for Washington State. You could do the black and red and white for Texas Tech.
I think I would do Washington State, even though Texas Tech is where he made his biggest, because it was his first job. Made his biggest. But I would probably go Washington State.
What? How would you do it? Like maroon?
What's that?
Maroon and white.
Maroon
right?
and white.
Maroon is it and maroon white. And white maroon or maroon and gray? Can you come up with gray?
Which I guess is the same. Mississippi State is very similar color scheme to Washington State.
So Yeah, they're more of a gray. They're more of, I don't know if there's a gray there. So the Texas Tech would be easier. But a Halo Lights is a way to honor. And if you want, if you want to honor Coach Leach, get Halo Lights. That's the reason to do it.
Absolutely.
And you can select. We could probably vote as a group and say, hey, I'm doing Texas Tech. You do Mississippi State. You do this. You do Valdosta. You do Kentucky. Like that. I'll do Iowa Wesleyan.
Just do all the different
colors. I'll do Iowa
Wesleyan. Get a flare gun.
Get a flare gun for flare gun day.
For Leach.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's no doubt in my mind that Mike Leach would appreciate flare gun day.
Oh, he'd
there's
embrace
no
it.
Doubt he would be embracing it. Like, I think there's a group out in Lincoln that's doing flare gun day. So if you're here in the Palouse and you listen to the show, let's fire one off. I think he'd probably fire one off. He'd probably listen to our show.
He would.
He'd listen to. I know Leach would listen to our show.
I think he would.
Yeah.
HaloCustomLighting.com. When we come back, it's time to eat some jerky from Smokey Gun.
God, is that time?
Next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.